Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Simon Ledbetter, who used to be Countrywide's group head of marketing, recently was head of Knight Frank's global head of marketing, so he knows a bit about marketing. What would you do if you were parachuted back into Countrywide tomorrow? Talk to me.
I'm so glad you asked me that, not. That's a great question. I think Countrywide has some of the most amazing brands in the property industry. They are absolute diamonds in the rough.
You roll the clock back 10 years ago and people feared them.
It's fear. A formidable beast that's lost its way, I'm afraid. It's got.
When did you leave?
So I was there between 2016, 17, just 2 years.
Okay, so they were the first couple of years of the Alison.
So I joined just after she took over, and I left just before she left. So I was in the middle bit through the transformation. Then I was sat in all the transformation. And the strategic logic of what they were trying to do, you could understand, but I think they didn't make some of the right decisions in terms of their brands and how they were going to operate.
Surely they should have done a fighter brand on that Purple Bricks.
I'd be lying if I said it hadn't been a live debate. Absolutely. We debated all the options and decisions were made, and then we backed those decisions. But I think...
Were they your right decisions?
I think some mistakes were made. And I think, you know, certain people took the rap on it, and actually it was a broader community of people who were responsible for that decision to happen, because a CEO is just the servant of a board. And I think many people were made and involved in that decision. And they made the wrong...
So do you think there's people out there who are saying, nothing to do with me, Gov, but in reality they threw their weight behind it?
You could say that. I couldn't possibly comment. But yeah, read between the lines. I think there was a broader group of people involved in making decisions, and some people took the fall on it. However we people feel about that. But I think, go back to your first question, what we do about it.
Would you amalgamate the brands?
I would absolutely reduce the number of brands. Being the group marketing director with 63 brands means your advertising dollar is spread very thin. They could have, I mean, I would say 4 to 5 super brands in the UK with national reach for different segments in the market, with maybe 1 or 2 in very niche prime areas where you actually go, actually, that's such a heritage, we'll hold on to that. You start to work out who these brands are. But, you know, they've got a great Scottish brand, they've got some great northern brands, some great western brands, some great southeast brands, some Midlands brands.
But it always seemed to me daft that there was like, you know, you go to, there was one town in Essex that had like 5 Countrywide brands, I think it was, in one town.
Yeah, I think the philosophy always was that, you know, people often pick 3 estate agents to value a property. So if we get 2 bites of the cherry, we've got 66% chance of winning. But what often happened is those two would then compete each other against each other. And you get this degradation of rates and commission to the point where we were robbing Peter to pay Paul. The other side of it was in terms of the brand. It was the question that was never answered. That could, it was any brand consultant who said, you've got too many brands. And Mark Ritson, who's a great professor of marketing, he's probably quite sweary as well, quite fun to watch. He's did a lot of work on what the biggest influence in terms of your success is. And by a long margin across 10 factors, it's the size of your brand. They needed to have 3, 4, 5 super brands in the UK, and they would have just gained market share. That was the first thing they did. They then need to invest in technology, both marketing technology. You know, it was quite primitive when I arrived. There were multiple different marketing departments working for multiple different brands. I amalgamated them into one because it was just obvious to me that we're all doing estate agency, so can't we just share ideas and practice? But then the MarTech stack and the kind of technology stack that sat behind it was quite primitive. And they've got hundreds of thousands of people contacting them every single week and month. If you could curate that data and say all these people are in the property market, you've got the best database to ever build your market.
I mean, Foxton's did it well, you know, I know they've gone a bit off the ball recently, but, you know, the Chiswick Park, data's everything.
Yeah, and I think it became much more run as a financial organisation than an estate agency organisation.
Basically, their job is, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a third or 40% of their fees come from selling mortgages and conveyancing.
Yeah, and I think there's a great synergy between mortgages and property, mm-hmm. you know, but you can make those work. And again, great data value, but you needed to bring those together. And by financial service, I mean more like a city institution that was run by the city ways of thinking than a down in the street estate agency serving local communities.
So do you think that it was right to bring someone who wasn't an estate agent into the mix, but that person's decision to go online was probably the wrong, in hindsight, and hindsight's a beautiful thing, should have just basically pared down the brands, got on with what they were good at, get some great data and get the marketing behind it.
I think there's a great phrase, which is the tyranny of or and the genius of and. I think you had to have a multiple strategy. I think you needed to embrace online. You needed to move it into the 20th century and embrace online, not necessarily exactly as we did. You needed to rationalise the brands, so you actually only had a few things to fight. There's a great philosophy of don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, no, have four eggs in your basket, and then really look after that basket.
Yeah.
And then the last one, in terms of technology and marketing, they had the ability with fewer brands to do some amazing marketing with all that data that's just flowing into the business that they can curate, look after, and then turn into business for their finance, for their mortgages, and for their future property business.
Thank you for your time today, Simon.
Thanks, Chris.